Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend, and maybe you're stuck in a rut because maybe you've been stuck in your house for the past year. How do you make it romantic? It's Anna and Raven. Courtney Davis is a self-proclaimed dating expert and stand-up comedian in New York City. Courtney, first of all, congratulations on baby number two on the way. Clearly, you know what you're doing if you got a second one coming.
Thank you. Or maybe I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you know how to close escrow one way or the other. Good job, Courtney.
So what can people do with the holiday coming up? There's not really a whole lot you can do.
I know. It's so hard. So I think the first thing is just get dressed. Just put on regular clothes and makeup, and your partner will probably be shocked. At least mine was. Put on clothes that make you feel good. Put your phone away. Make eye contact with your partner, and they'll be very happily surprised to see you dressed.
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up. I was watching something, I don't even remember what it was, on Netflix, but everybody was in gowns. And I was like, my gosh, like, I don't remember the last time that I for real had to go somewhere.
I don't remember time that you dressed up like Bridgerton or anything like that.
Well, no, but like weddings, like, you know, like big events where you have to get like your hair done and like your makeup done. Like, we had a virtual Zoom holiday party, and I like put on like a shirt for that, and I still had on my pajama pants on the bottom.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Speaking of Bridgerton, the next thing you do is try something new with your partner, and that can literally be anything like watching a new Netflix series like Bridgerton. So just something new that you see your partner in a new light, even if it's just watching a new show.
I started watching it with my daughter Hayden, not knowing, because I just thought it was a period piece, and then I realized about 6 minutes in that this was a huge mistake.
Yeah, no, it's a little different.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into that, even with all that window dressing. I wanted a dragon. No dragon, no raven.
Oh, men and their dragons. I can't. The next thing is to do an appreciation. So you're going to say, is this a good time for an appreciation, which sounds really silly, but it actually makes your relationship so much better. So you're going to tell your partner what you appreciate about them, even if it's something small, like, I appreciate you taking out the trash this morning.
Oh, I like that. I like the idea of asking, like, do you need an appreciation? Because my husband always says that I don't give him enough credit for the things he does. But then I'm a jerk, and I say things like, well, you expect me to take out the garbage every single day?
Oh, okay.
Sounds cheesy. It works.
Seems easy enough. What else?
Send a text to your partner, followed by a word that you don't usually use, like baby or hot stuff, or something you never call them and it surprised them, like, how are you doing, baby? I don't know if your partners call you that, but mine doesn't. But mine did the other day, and I was like, ooh, I feel spicy.
Did you read that one online? Because my husband sent me a text the other day that said, hey, gorgeous. He has never in his life called me gorgeous. And I was like, oh, no, something terrible has happened. You know?
That's what I thought.
I fired off one of those messages a while back, and my wife thought I sent it to the wrong person.
True.
It's a thing that happened.
I remember that. She thought he was having an affair because he sent an overly nice text message.
Right. Something romantic.
Okay, last one. Schedule a time to be intimate. We're all so busy, and it kind of takes the pressure out of your week. Like, do I have to get in bed with my partner? But if you schedule it, it makes it a little bit easier on yourself.
Well, what we've done is we set up the Wheel of Romance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we have a Wheel of Romance here in the studio. What it really is an old prize wheel, but because we don't have events anymore, we have put all different things that Courtney has come up with, specific things that you can do to surprise your partner on Valentine's Day. We're going to spin that wheel, and whatever it says that we have to do, we're going to do it. And it's next with Anna and Raven. It's the Wheel of Romance. It's Anna and Raven. Courtney Davis is a self-proclaimed dating expert, stand-up comedian. You can follow her online at thecourtneydavis.com. Specific things that you can do for Valentine's Day. Courtney, you're going to give us four different options. We have taken an old prize wheel, put these options on the wheel, and then Raven and I are going to spin the wheel, and whatever it is, we have to do it to surprise our spouses this holiday. Courtney, what are these four specific things that we can do for our significant other?
The first one is really going to make an impact. It's changing the status of your Facebook profile for everyone to see to feeling in love. And at the same time, you're going to upload a video of yourself wearing red lipstick, batting your eyelashes, and making a kissy face. And also, don't forget to tag your partner.
Wait a minute.
Does Raven have to wear red lipstick too?
Yes. Man or woman.
What?
I really hope you get that one.
I mean, where did you come up with this?
Right? Alicia is going to love it when she sees you making kissy faces wearing her red lipstick.
Yeah, okay.
It's also going to have a lot of questions that you're going to have to answer.
Yeah. What else is on there?
You're going to dress up and reenact your partner's favorite romantic scene from whatever movie. So you're going to have to ask them prehand what their favorite love scene is. And then you're going to reenact the whole thing dressed up as a character, but by yourself.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Although I don't know what my husband's... I have no idea if he even knows any romantic movies that he likes.
Right?
That seems so sad. You better do some homework.
What else is on the wheel of romance?
Okay, you're going to freestyle rap for 1 minute about why you love your partner. It has to be a good rap. And if you need a beatboxer, like, I will beatbox for you.
Raven can tell you I am an excellent rapper.
I want to hear Courtney beatbox.
Yeah, let's hear your beatboxing skills.
That's right.
I'm falling in love. Now I'm falling in love.
Bad.
Oh, it's not bad.
I mean, Courtney, I'm actually very... All right, stop. Relax yourself there. Cool Mo Courtney.
We're going to make a mixtape.
That's pretty good.
Our mixtape is going to be awesome. And what's the fourth option?
My high school boyfriend taught me. Okay, you're going to be cleaning the house, especially vacuuming the living room. You know I want something. But you're going to be wearing a French maid outfit while you do it.
I hope they make men's and biker shorts for you, Raven.
I mean, there's not really a single one of these things that I feel comfortable with, but...
You've been good at freestyle rap.
Okay.
And putting on red lipstick. All right. So we have the romance
spin
wheel.
Spin this wheel here.
Yeah. All right. Who... Do you want to spin first? You want me to spin first?
I'll spin first. No.
What is it? Let me go see what it is. Let me see what it is.
No.
You have to vacuum the living room dressed up as a French maid.
Really hoping for the
I can't say that I have an outfit like that in my possession.
I will send you one. I will send you one today.
And there has to be a video for us to share.
What?
All of these need to be videoed. I forgot to mention that.
First. Yeah. You have to dress like a sexy maid. Maybe you could find a male version of that. That's not just for women. Listen, any guy cleaning to me is sexy.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let me see what I get. What happens if I get the same thing?
Yeah, because you know how these wheels are. They're never properly balanced.
Right.
Oh, no. It's the dress up and reenact the scene from his favorite romantic movie.
You got to figure out what it is.
Like a war movie.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to be like Terminator, I guess? And I'm going to be like, be like Die Hard?
It'll be a bromance. Yeah. Right. It's Bruce Willis and the dude that's on the walkie-talkie with him.
All right. We have until Friday to do these, and we'll report back and let you know how it goes. If you want to find Courtney, you can go online, follow her on Instagram at TheCourtneyDavis.
Thank you so much.